He has sold out concerts around the globe, sold an estimated 250 million albums and singles. He is a Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a musical legend, and he is sitting with me here at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles, California, Rod Stewart.
Hello, everyone.
It is so nice. And you know, it is a fabulous day in Los Angeles. The sun is shining.
The birds are singing.
The critters are making lots of noise. Yeah. And we're sitting outside and we're just going to talk about the brand new CD, Soulbook.
Soulbook.
As the title suggests, it's all about the soul. You cover some great soul songs. How did you possibly pick 13?
Well, we recorded 28 or 29. It was a lot of spitting and fighting over which songs we're going to eventually finish up on the album. All part of the artistic process. But it, you know, I hope it does well, because I'd love to get straight away, make another one.
Just like Songbook, like the Great American Songbook.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
successful were they, one right after another? They were fabulous.
Yeah, one a year for 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've heard it already now. Here we are. The first one isn't even out, and you can't wait to do the second.
Yeah.
And we're going to be thrilled. Once everybody hears this CD, they're going to fall in love with it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I've already started making a list of songs for the next one, but one mustn't count one's chickens before they hatch, as we say in Britain.
That's a good saying, yes. So there are some really interesting arrangements, I thought, on this CD. I'm privy to an advanced copy. I've got it in my iPhone. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Great.
And absolutely loving every
Thank
second
you.
Of it. One that I thought in particular was the Sam Cooke Wonderful World arrangement. How did you come up with that? It's a little different.
It is different. It's I've always found when I try and do Sam Cooke songs, I'm so in love with the guy and still am, you know, and so influenced by him. I find myself just copying whatever he did. So I said, well, let's give it the Memphis soul sound, and that's what we did. So the way we played it made me sing it differently.
Well, let's give a listen. Wonderful World from Rod Stewart's new CD, Soulbook. We're up close and personal.
I don't know much about history.
That was Wonderful World. I'm Tish Eisten, and we are up close and personal with Rod Stewart talking about the new CD. And we just heard Sam Cooke's big hit, or your version of the Sam Cooke song, Wonderful World. And he was a very talented guy, not only as a singer, but he was a very smart businessman. He was one of the first black artists, if not the only black artist of his day, to actually look after his own business. And he surrounded himself with some incredibly talented people.
Yeah. He was truly a genius.
Now, speaking of geniuses, you have some other geniuses that you collaborate with on this new CD, namely Stevie Wonder. So how did you go? What did you do? Did you call him up? You got him in your Rolodex on your iPhone there and say, hey, Stevie,
no,
what did you do?
You know, I wish I could be like that. My manager keeps saying, why don't you phone Tina Turner up and see if she wants to go out and tour? And I go, I'm too shy. I'm not that way. I can't do it. If I know somebody really well, I'm okay phoning them up. But no, the producers, the two Stevies, Stevie Jordan and Steve Terrell, made the connections for all the duets, whether it be Smokey, Stevie, or the girls.
So that's kind of like in high school. Would you come on, ask them out for a date?
Exactly.
That's
exactly
it.
I haven't got the guts to do it. I wish I had.
I am just a sucker when it comes to horns and trumpets and harmonicas. So I think we should hear Stevie play his harmonica. What do you think?
Okay, this is My Cherie Amour. Stevie left me a lovely note after when he'd finished recording the harmonica. He let the tape roll. And he said, Rod, he said, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let me play harmonica on a song that I wrote. That sounds like a Southern person, but, you know, I'm trying to be Stevie. So here we are, My Cherie Amour.
Thank you. That was Rod Stewart's version of My Sharia Moore as we continue up close and personal our conversation with Rod Stewart about his new CD Soul Book. We are sitting in the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Fabulous sunny afternoon. And you were just talking about Stevie leaving that wonderful note for you. He has an energy that I don't think I've ever felt at a concert. And when, you know, you talk to Stevie Wonder, he can take any subject, and even in his music back in the day, he can take any political subject, no matter how tough it is, and he can make it sound not okay, but he can bring it to you in a really light
it's
way.
Believable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely believable in everything he does. He's, you know, when you phone Stevie up, I'm sure he won't mind me telling you this, but you don't get a regular answer thing. He goes, "This is Stevie. If you want to leave a message, please call back in an hour." It's all musical.
Oh,
he sings a little,
message. Cool.
So when I phoned back, I left a message. I went, "Stevie, this is Rod. Thanks for playing on My Sharia Moore."
Ah, that is so nice. That is so nice. Well, there's a couple of duets on Soul Book as well, and they are absolutely dynamite. Some two fabulous gals. One of them, up close and personal next with Rod Stewart. It's all about the new CD Soul Book. Now, when someone mentions soul, most often, the first thing that pops into everybody's head, Motown. But there were a lot of different cities that gave us some great soul. Chicago, Jersey City, Manhattan's came from Jersey,
Philadelphia,
Memphis, of course. Yeah. There were lots of other places. And Chicago, Sam Cooke came from Chicago, and the great Jerry Butler came from Chicago.
That's right.
You
Jerry Butler, man.
A song on this CD that is just gives you goosebumps. You just want to dance. So I think that's what we should do.
Okay.
Let's be up close and personal. Let's get romantic.
Tish and Rod.
Tish and Rod. We're up close and personal with Rod Stewart. It's Jennifer Hudson and Rod Stewart. And Let It Be Me.
I blessed the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you.
That was a fabulous interpretation, the Jerry Butler, Betty Everett classic, Let It Be Me. Jennifer Hudson with Rod Stewart from Rod's new CD. It's called Soul Book. I'm Tish Eisden. Now, Jennifer Hudson, fabulous singer. She came up through the ranks of reality television. What do you think about performers today finding their way, like Leona Lewis, X Factor in Britain, Jennifer Hudson, American Idol? She wasn't a finalist, but, you know, she certainly was discovered that way. How do you feel about artists finding their way?
I think it's wonderful because, just put it simply, if we hadn't had American Idol or the equivalent in Britain, we would have not have heard of maybe Leona Lewis, you know? So it gave them the exposure and they were that good. Otherwise, some of these talents would never have been heard of.
And they are great talent.
I do think some of them, you know, should do what I call the apprenticeship, you know, tread the boards in small clubs and pubs and learn your craft before you go out and you know, because some of them are thrown at the deep end and, you know, it's hard.
Survival of the fit.
It is hard.
Yes, it is.
I had 5 or 6 years or more than that singing before I had a hit record, you know, even a contract. I learned the tricks of the trade, as it were.
Yes, you learned all the ropes and all the tricks. Now, we mentioned off the top some of the different arrangements that you give these classic soul tunes, and another one that really kind of caught me off guard when it started was It's the Same Old Song. How did you make the decision to mix that one up a bit?
Well, it was my idea to because I've always thought some of the lyrics in that song were just absolutely spot on, you know, and I've always thought that they deserve to be heard. So that's why we did the first verse slower. Otherwise, it's pretty much the way the original
was. Well, when the drums come in, you know, you're right there with it. But when you know, it's the same old song. Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of cool.
As I say with these tracks, it's I'm not trying to better the original, and I certainly haven't bettered the original. They're just, it's just my humble way of saying thank you to all the great singers and the bands that have paved the way for me.
Well, let's head to Motown for a tune that belonged to one of that label's Big Four. It's the same old song from the CD Soul Book. We're up close and personal with Rod Stewart.
Tish and Rod.
It's the same old song that's Rod Stewart's version of the Four Tops classic, but it's Rod's way of giving us the same old song. You'll find it on Rod's new CD, Soul Book, out October 27th, and I know you're absolutely going to love it. Tish Eisen hanging out with Rod Stewart. We are up close and personal. Now, you worked with Steve Terrell, who you've been with for a long, long time, been your collaborator on the Songbook series. You also had, as you mentioned earlier, a couple of different producers.
Yeah,
what do you think they brought to your table?
I never got a chance to say hello to any of them. Because, you know, nowadays, in my case anyway, I have a meeting with the producers, I give them the tempo, I give them the key and the style I want it, and I say, right, guys, go off and do it. You know, because invariably I've got to go somewhere else. So I missed out on the opportunity of saying hello to some fabulous musicians.
But they certainly brought lots great...
authenticity, I think, is the word. Well, Willie Mitchell I've known off and on for quite a while, you know, because I recorded Atlantic Crossing in Muscle Shoals. So, but what we do is, it's so wonderful, the recording nowadays. You just send the track with my vocal, drums and bass down to Willie Mitchell. He puts the strings on it, you know, by CD, and sends it back, and it's done all in 24 hours.
Isn't that amazing? And who would have thought in 1972 you'd be doing this?
Oh, you'd have to fly down there with the tapes and, you know, spend two nights in a hotel room, and it's truly... It's moved so fast recording nowadays.
Absolutely.
All the vocals on this album, or more or less all of them, were done in my front room, in my house here, in my library, really.
Now, how nice is that?
Yeah. I just
that
get up
is.
And I thought, do you feel like singing today, Rod? Yeah, about 3 o'clock for a couple of hours, you know.
After I have my tea.
Yeah. Exactly. It's brilliant. I love it.
We are up close and personal, and we're going to head to the great soul city of Philadelphia for some brotherly love. You picked a very fun tune from Philadelphia, from the OJs.
Yeah.
You know, that song, I was listening to it in my office. I had the volume cranked. Somebody walked by, and they literally stood outside my office and just danced their heart out. Somebody who I thought was really shy and quiet.
Mm.
No way. Let's hear Love Train.
Love Train.
Love Train.
On the Tish and Rod Show.
That was Love Train from Rod Stewart's new CD Soul Book. I'm Tish Eisten, and we're going to be back with a Motown legend and more Rod up close and personal next. Now, you said this is the CD that you've waited your entire life to record. Mm. Why did you wait until now?
Three or four reasons. I think my voice is ready to do this stuff now, and the American Songbook series paved the way. I've been in awe of some of these singers, not just on this album, but on previous albums, you know, the Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, all my life. So once I got a bit of a kickstart on the first American Songbook, and I did four, it paved the way for this. But this was a big step, because these were people that were around when I was a kid. You know, I went to see Otis Redding in the early 60s. You know, I never saw Sam Cooke. So these guys directed me into my career. So I owe a great debt to them.
And you didn't feel that you could just jump right in with both feet. This was something that, yes, you felt you had to wait.
Well, I had to be pushed to do it, you know. Even my wife, you know, she heard Jackie Wilson's Higher. Mm. And she said, I've never heard that song before. She's only 30, you know, odd. And she said, you've got to do it. And I said, well, the rhythm track is so amazing. I don't think we can find the musicians to do it. But we did. You know, it's just that I hold these guys in such high esteem.
And they are wonderful.
They are.
Like the wonderful Smokey Robinson.
Oh, Smokey, bless him. And I'm very proud of this track, by the way, Tracks of My Tears. I think we did an excellent arrangement of it.
It is an excellent arrangement. So how about if we listen? The Miracles made it a hit in 1965. The CD is Soul Book, and here's Rod Stewart with a guest appearance by Smokey Robinson, Tracks of My Tears.
On the Tish and Rod Show. People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Ooh.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. Tracks of My Tears, Smokey Robinson lending a hand to Rod Stewart on the Miracles Classic. I'm Tish Eisten, up close and personal with Rod Stewart, and it is all about the soul. Now, we have another superstar duet on the Soul Book CD, singer Mary J. Blige. How did she get to be the lucky girl? Of all the girls out there, how did she get to be the lucky one? It's a fabulous rendition, yeah, by the way.
I take no credit for it whatsoever. This was either Steve Jordan or Steve Terrell said, let's get Mary J. Blige on it. You know, so I can't take any credit, but wow, she did a good job. You know, she did a really good job.
Your vocals and her vocals just are so beautiful together.
Oh, what
a
song,
beautiful. Man. It's a great song. So how about if we listen? Mary J. Blige with Rod Stewart. You make me feel brand new. We're up close and personal.
Don't forget, you're listening to the Tish and Rod Show.
Rod Stewart, along with Mary J. Blige, and You Make Me Feel Brand New. The Rod Stewart CD Soul Book, out October 27th, and you are absolutely going to love it. I'm Tish Eisten. And when we come back, is there anything that Rod Stewart won't do? So we're up close and personal with Rod Stewart, the new CD Soul Book. Is there any song that you felt was too big that you just couldn't touch it?
Yeah, several, in fact. Heard it through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, My Girl by the Temptations, When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge. The list goes on and on. I just feel they're just so iconic. They just can't be touched. They're too precious. And some people might feel that about these songs on this album, but I feel, you know, I brought something to the show. It's sort of a bit like, if I can say this, someone doing Maggie May, there wouldn't be much point in it, you know.
Nobody could do Maggie May.
There are other songs that could be covered by me, but not that one.
Well, I don't think we can pass up this opportunity. Here's Rod Stewart. This is Maggie May. And we're up close and personal. Well, that has to be one of the best sing-along songs ever written. Rod Stewart, Maggie May. And we're up close and personal. Can we look forward to a Soul Book tour? Big tour or a little intimate tour? What do you think?
I don't think we can do the intimate tours yet. You know, what I really, because I've got a fifth American songbook already finished, which I want to release in a couple of years. So that'll be the intimate tour, you know, small theatre.
You come to my house?
Yeah, what? It's too big, your house. I know where you live.
So I have to tell you that this pretty well has been the best afternoon of my life.
Oh.
Sitting in Los Angeles in the Beverly Hills Hotel with Rod Stewart, who has been the soundtrack of my life.
Oh, thank you.
You know, first high school dance, first kiss.
Yeah, first.
No, there's some things we don't need to discuss, that's right. But you have been. You have been the soundtrack of not only my life, but I'm sure many people's lives.
Thank you, darling. Thank you very much.
And I was sitting outside and I realized, you know, that I don't know you, per se, but you certainly know me because you've been there with me every single step of the way.
That's a very moving
and so
thing
we
to
we
say.
Are continuing to be with you because the Soul Book series was fabulous, the American Songbook series was fabulous, and I know that Soul Book is going to be a big album for you because I loved it.
Thank you very much. And so, don't forget, you are listening to the Tish and Rod Show.
We're up close and personal. So we're going to leave. I'm going to leave with one more tune. But before I go, not that you're leaving us anytime soon, but how do you want to be remembered?
What, on my gravestone?
Yeah.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. No, for someone that always sung from the heart and never did anything necessarily for commercial reasons. I may have had my moments, you know, doing things for commercial reasons, but by and large, I think especially the last 12 years, I've done what I really believe in, and I think it's paid off.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to close our up close and personal chat with Rod Stewart. Without a doubt, one of the best soul songs ever. Mm. It lifts your spirits. It makes you feel good. Mm. And we have to be talking about the one and only Jackie Wilson song.
Yeah.
That is just a great song. We're going to leave it off with that. And I want to thank you, Rod Stewart, for your time today. And just being able to sit here has been absolutely wonderful and talk about this great music.
Thank you. Turn this one up nice and loud if you're in your car as well. Turn the volume up.
Here comes Higher and Higher. It's Rod Stewart from Soul Book. We're up close and personal.